USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Pro-Palestine protesters continue to cause disruptions on college campuses. One recent example with campers who set up inside a building on the campus of New York City's Fordham University, where two arrests were reported. Students and even some faculty were spotted locked arm-in-arm Wednesday, trying to keep police from forcing people out. At Columbia University in Manhattan Tuesday night, police removed protesters from a residence hall after they took control of the building the day before. Tensions remained high after the Los Angeles Police Department issued a citywide tactical alert to the pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA. The White House is standing by its response to the pro-Palestine protests. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president has consistently condemned anti-Semitism.
No president has spoken more forcefully about combating anti-Semitism than this president.
She emphasized that while Americans have the right to protest peacefully, they must do so within the confines of the law. Interest rates are staying the same, USA's John Schaefer explains.
The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
So far this year, the data have not given us that greater confidence. In particular, and as I noted earlier, readings on inflation have come in above expectations. It is likely that gaining such greater confidence will take longer than previously expected.
The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in over two decades since July.
The second week of witness testimony in former President Trump's New York hush money trial resumes Thursday. Trump is expected back in court. Trump is facing nearly three dozen counts of falsifying business records. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Senate Republicans condemning pro-Palestine protesters at universities across the country. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas accusing university leaders and President Biden of neglecting the issue, referring to the protests as hate-filled little Gazas on campuses.
These criminals are chanting eliminationist slogans like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, and globalize the Intifada. At Stanford, they wore Hamas headbands.
He suggested that the Department of Education should withhold federal funding from colleges that fail to protect the civil rights of Jewish students. Dave & Buster's will soon offer customers the option to bet on arcade games. Adults aged 18 or older who are loyalty members of the arcade will be able to place $5 wagers on games like Hot Shots Basketball and Skee-Ball. The new technology from Lucra, a gamification software company, is expected to be available in the coming months. This move comes amid a significant increase in sports betting across the U.S. Consumers are warned of a nationwide recall of 16,000 pounds of ground beef thanks to possible E. coli contamination. The USDA made the announcement Wednesday, recalling the beef products shipped mainly to Walmart stores across the country. You'll know the tainted beef from the brand Cargill Meat Solutions. The specific products under recall are listed online as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.